Thank you. My name is James Walker. I'm a lifelong resident of this state and the city of Concord. And I don't think we need Northern Pass. A lot of people don't realize it, but Hydro-Québec, when they built those dams, there's enough sluiceways in them to install generators for 200 years worth of electricity they can supply at a minimum and a maximum of 250. So if Northern Pass is built through New Hampshire, we're going to be stuck with those beautiful poles of steel for at least 200 years with all their wires. We don't need that landscape ruined for 200 years or more when the power is not for residents of New Hampshire or business. It's for Massachusetts, Connecticut, New York. I have nothing against people from those other states, but they sure wouldn't let a power line like that go across their state to give us electricity. And we're not going to get anything out of it. If we need electricity in the future that bad, we can go up to Colebrook or Stewartstown and build a converter station and tap into the circuits that we already have, the power lines, and rebuild them. But we don't need 130-foot towers? No. You know what's going to happen in about 30 years? There'll be another set of lines built on those towers underneath, and the look is going to be worse. So I hear about all these jobs. Thank you. I don't know where all these electrical workers are looking for jobs, but public service is not hiring them. Talk with a lineman. Talk with Concord Electric's linemen, which I have a lot of friends in all these places, co-op. They're all being forced when somebody leaves they don't have. I'm not qualified to really talk, but I did spend 27 years as a contractor for public service and 30 years for New Hampshire Electric Co-op. Thank you for the time.